Hey, welcome back to 7 Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about John Delaney's Own Your Past, Change Your Future, Sophie. I have to say, this book kind of wrecked me in the best way.
Hi there, Sam, and yes, same here. Delaney has this way of naming the stuff we all feel, but don't talk about. The book is basically a roadmap for turning your past from a prison into a foundation. I'm excited to walk through it with you.
Right. And he starts with this idea that most of us are living in quiet desperation. Not because our lives are terrible, but because we're carrying unprocessed pain. And we've convinced ourselves that ignoring it means we've moved on.
But he says our bodies remember. That flinch, that knot in your stomach when someone criticizes you, those aren't character flaws. They're echoes of a past we haven't properly addressed.
And that's where the central metaphor comes in. Owning your story. He makes this sharp distinction between victimhood and ownership. A victim is someone things happen to. An owner takes responsibility for their response.
But here's the part one actually needed to hear. Ownership doesn't mean blaming yourself. It means accepting that no one is coming to save you. Your parents can't give you a do-over. The person who hurt you can't undo it. Waiting keeps you locked up.
Yeah, I had to sit with that for a minute. It's uncomfortable, but it's also freeing. He says the key is to stop lying to ourselves. We tell these stories, it wasn't that bad, I'm fine, other people had it worse. And those stories are survival mechanisms, but they're also cages.
So the first step in his framework is brutal, compassionate honesty. You have to name the specific events, the specific feelings, the specific lies you've been telling. Write it down. Say it out loud. Bring it into the light.
And once you stop lying, the next step is to actually feel the feelings you've been avoiding. I think our culture is terrible at this. We're told to stay positive, look on the bright side, just get over it. But Delaney says emotions are data.
Grief tells you you've lost something precious. Anger says a boundary was violated. Fear says you're in danger. If you numb those, you turn off your internal warning system. The feelings don't disappear. They go underground and leak out as anxiety, depression, addiction.
So the skill he teaches is learning to sit with the feeling without being controlled by it. Breathe into the discomfort. Name the physical sensation, tight chest, churning stomach. Let it pass through you like a wave. You are not your anger. You are the one experiencing it.
That distinction is everything. And once you've started that work, he moves to boundaries. And I love how he defines them, not walls, but clear, compassionate statements of what's acceptable to you.
If you grew up in a chaotic environment, your boundaries were probably violated repeatedly. You learned that your needs don't matter, that saying no is dangerous. So as an adult, you end up resentful, exhausted, and codependent. He says owning your past means rebuilding your boundary system from scratch.
And he gives practical scripts for setting boundaries with difficult parents, partners, friends. The key is that boundaries aren't about controlling others. They're about protecting your own peace and creating space for healthy relationships.
There's this line that stuck with me. A person who cannot set a boundary cannot truly love because they're too busy being a doormat or a rescuer. That hit hard.
He also talks a lot about connection and community. We weren't designed to heal in isolation. Trauma thrives in secrecy and shame. When you bring it into the light of a safe relationship, a therapist, a support group, even one honest friend, it starts to lose its power.
And he doesn't forget the body. Well, not just brains in jars. Our trauma lives in our muscles, our posture, our breathing. You can't think your way out of a dysregulated nervous system. You have to work with your body, exercise, yoga, sleep, good food, and time in nature.
Then there's forgiveness. He's careful not to demand it as a moral obligation. He says forgiveness is a gift you give yourself, not the person who hurt you. It's letting go of the hope for a better past. It's releasing the toxic energy of resentment.
He calls it stopping drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. That image is so vivid. But he also says it takes time and can't be rushed. Healing isn't linear, it's a spiral. You revisit the same issues, but each time at a higher level.
One of the most powerful sections for me was the part about core narratives. Most of us internalize a story about ourselves in childhood. I'm unlovable. I'm a failure. I'm not safe. Those stories become self-fulfilling prophecies.
He asks you to examine that story and ask, is this true? Is it absolutely true? Often the answer is no. The story was a childhood conclusion to make sense of chaos, but it's not objective fact. Once you see it as a story, you can rewrite it.
And he's not talking about toxic positivity. It's about consciously choosing a framework that empowers you. I am worthy of love. I am capable of learning and growing. That's not pretending hardship away. That's building a life.
Honestly, the whole book feels like a permission slip to stop running. Delaney is direct, but compassionate. He says the goal isn't perfection, it's progress. To become more resilient, more self-aware, more able to experience both joy and sorrow.
And the final takeaway is this profound personal responsibility. You can't change your past, but you can change your relationship to it. You build the future one small, courageous choice at a time. Owning your past is the work of becoming whole.
If I take away one thing, it's that phrase, own your story so it doesn't own you. That's it. That's the whole project.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
Sophie, thanks for walking through this one with me.
Always. Remember, your past is not a life sentence. It's a story you get to own. We'll see you in the next one.